On the Caribbean island of Trinidad, there's an extremist Muslim sect called Jamaat al-Muslimin. Last month, the FBI linked the group to four men accused of plotting to sabotage New York's JFK International Airport. The group was not charged in the plot, but the case has thrown a spotlight on the group's founder, Yassin Abu Bakr. In Trinidad, he is well known and controversial because he led a violent attempted coup there in the 1990s. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston traveled to Trinidad for this report.
It's the rainy season in Trinidad, and young men are taking cover at the Jamaat al-Muslimin compound just outside of downtown Port of Spain. There's an elementary school, a madrasa, and a mosque made of cinder block and corrugated tin. Abu Bakr's office is at the back, or at least it was until last month, when Trinidadian authorities came in with backhoes and dug up the foundation. Now it is just twisted metal and concrete. The Trinidad authorities were looking for guns, and they found a small cache of weapons and grenades and took them away. Abu Bakr agreed to talk to NPR in what is his first interview since the FBI accused members of his group of meeting with the JFK plotters. Here's what he says about the accusations.
No.
As Abu Bakr sees it, this whole deal, people he says he's never met coming to see him, a terrorist plot to attack a New York airport, it's all about entrapment. He says either the U.S. government or the authorities in Trinidad were trying to implicate him in terrorism. Port of Spain, the capital of Trinidad, looks like a low-slung, gritty version of Miami. Calypso music pours out of small shop fronts advertising roti and bacon shark, essentially a chicken fried patty of shark. It's here, in a town best known for steel drums and carnival, that one of the alleged JFK plotters, Abdel Noor, came to meet Bakr. According to the criminal complaint, Noor was hoping Jamaat would fund the scheme and provide training.
I would have thought if this man had come to me, who I don't know from nowhere at all, would have come to me with something as ludicrous as that, I think I would have called the policeman who I knew to lock him up. I think so. No, I've seen enough movies. This is somebody who wants to set me up.
The criminal complaint stops short of saying Abu Bakr actually met with Noor, and the FBI doesn't accuse him of meeting with the plotters. Instead, the complaint says a high-level person at Jamaat listened to the alleged plan to sabotage fuel pipelines running into JFK and then instructed the men to come back in a few days. Nothing ever came of it. Abu Bakr says he wasn't at the mosque when they arrived, but they did speak briefly to one of the elders. Abu Bakr says he wants no part in these kinds of things.
I mean, and why would I help them in some things, you know, that is almost, in my opinion, I mean, insane. I mean, you would take somebody who would attempt to do something there, somebody who would have to have a massive organization. I mean, with all kinds of funds and resources. This man doesn't even have a car, as far as I know. I'm looking at him, he doesn't even drive a car.
In spite of a long history of serious charges, nothing seems to stick to Abu Bakr. Law enforcement authorities here say they're too frightened to comment on the record about him because he seems all-powerful. He has been tried and acquitted for conspiracy to murder, suspected to have a hand in bombings in Port of Spain, and yet he remains largely unscathed. More recently, he was charged with sedition and incitement for threatening Trinidadian Muslims who wouldn't pay him zakat, religious contributions to help the poor. Abu Bakr's ability to do all this, with seeming impunity, has meant Trinidadians have come to regard him with a strange mixture of fascination and fear.
And I saw him in the courts one day, as a matter of fact, and saw the magistrate actually treating him with tremendous respect and calling him Mr. Abu Bakr, although he was facing a charge.
Jones Madero was working at the television station when Abu Bakr and his men took it over during a week-long coup attempt in 1990. Now he works for the government, in the Ministry of Health, as a spokesman. He says when anything bad happens in this small island of 1.3 million people, the Jamaat are immediately suspect.
The memories of 1990 will make them a natural reference for anything that speaks to terrorism. Might not be so at all.
65-year-old Abu Bakr's background is full of surprises. He says he used to work in the production office of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation's comedy show, Custard Pie. He was a policeman in Trinidad for 10 years. He was reared a Catholic. And before his conversion, his name was Lennox Phillip. Aboubakar cuts quite a figure. He's tall and thin, with skin the color of café au lait. And he emits a kind of calm charm that appeals to the Afro-Caribbean converts who follow him. Again, Madeira.
He walks tall, he speaks tall, he performs tall. And I think that that is something that impresses quite easily the gullible.
The FBI began watching the Jamaat soon after 9/11, out of an abundance of caution. Law enforcement officials say Aboubakar doesn't have a lot of control over his followers, and many go on to more radical mosques elsewhere on the island or in the Middle East while keeping their ties to him. That's one reason why the U.S. Southern Command listed Jamaat al-Muslim alongside Peru's Shining Path as a regional threat. Aboubakar says as converts, Jamaat's members don't have the same prejudices and vendettas that some other radical Muslim groups have. So the concern about their link to terrorism is misplaced.
Well, I think a lot of people lump us with everything that is happening in the world. I don't think that is fair.
Officials here and in the U.S. say Aboubakar is more like Jack Nicholson's mob boss character in The Departed than a budding jihadist. The concern is that someday a group like al-Qaeda could make Aboubakar an offer he can't refuse. So much money, he decides that it is worth risking his operation in Trinidad. When we finish our interview, Aboubakar draws himself to full height and says, "I know you think I'm a terrorist, but can I give you a ride home?" Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, Port of Spain.
And prosecutors are expected to respond this week to a request involving the man who is actually accused of orchestrating the plot to blow up JFK's jet fuel supply. An attorney last week asked a federal judge to allow a psychological evaluation of that man, Russell DeFreitas. His attorney says DeFreitas has, quote, limited analytical faculties. DeFreitas has pleaded not guilty to conspiracy charges.